Folk, we need to respond to that. Where are we today? Lord Jesus, as we go into your word, I pray that we will take that word that was given to us right now, and we will begin to apply it to our lives. That, Father, in the name of Jesus, we will grow. In the name of Jesus, we will be ready when you come. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Everybody's disappeared. Folk, I have this privilege this morning to bring a word to you that I believe is encouraging. I believe it's a word for us to, in season. We've just been through that hunger conference. You know, so often we go through those things and we wonder, what was in it for me? But there's so much. There's so much. The word is so alive. There's so much for each and every one of us to be alive in Christ. And that's what the word is today. And I've entitled the word, Grow Up and Grow Down. Or Grow Down. And I'd like you to turn with me to Isaiah 37 and verse 31. Isaiah 37, verse 31. But I'm going to go back a verse, and it says this, and this shall be a sign to you, you shall eat this year such as grows of itself, and the second year what springs from the same. Also in the third year sow and reap, plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them, and the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. You wonder, what is this all about? What is it? And I need to ask the question, are you growing up or down? Are you growing up or down? The truth is, you better be doing both. Isaiah 37:31 says, once more, the remnant of the kingdom of Judah will take root below and bear fruit above. So what's the purpose of stem cell lines in the body? What's the purpose of stem cell lines in trees or plants? To answer this question, I'd like to take a few moments to look at a tree or a plant. For it to grow healthy, it has what is called a mirror stem, or mirrored stem, which is found at the base of the tree or a plant. Sometimes it's a nodule that's at the base of a tree. And if you cover that up, the plant dies. It is here that the plant decides where the water is necessary and the nutrients from the soil where it has to go to cause it to grow, either down or up. And you know, God is so awesome. He's done exactly the same for you and I in our bodies. The difference is ours is a spiritual stem line. It is here that the plant decides where the nutrients, the human body does the same. And here's the point. We can't start growing up until we first grow down. God literally built this into nature and the growth curve of a plant life and for you and I. The height of the plant is directly proportional to the downward growth of their roots. Take a tree. If you look at the root structure, the width, the depth, it is all proportional to that which is visible to the eye. That which is invisible is proportional to that which is visible to your eye. And this is how God explains it to you and I. Before we can grow to our full potential and achieve the heights that God has planned for you and I, we must be firmly planted and rooted in faith. This is how God explains it to the believers. And for us to understand it in Isaiah's time, is that the remnant who have escaped the house of Judah shall once again take root downward and bear their fruit. To understand this, we have to understand what happened at that time. And it's here in the time of King Hezekiah, about 700 BC, when the Assyrian army invaded Judah and conquered all their fortified cities. And now they camped outside Jerusalem. And the Assyrian king sent his field commander to Jerusalem to encourage them to surrender. And so in the hearing of all of Jerusalem, the commander presents what would be said by some as a pretty convincing argument. The first thing he says to Hezekiah and to Judah, is, listen, those Egyptians that you thought would be coming over to help you can't, because it's not possible for them to do it. They're in no position to help you. And secondly, and this is in the mind of this commander, he says that looking to the Lord God is of no good either. We ask the question, why did he say that? He says, because Hezekiah, you have taken down all the high places that the people worshipped at. They thought that's where God wanted them to worship him. But you've taken it down. And we know the history of those high places. They weren't worshipping God. And he says, and the second thing, as far as that's concerned, all those nations, you know, that we have conquered, they sought their gods, and it didn't help them. So what's the use of looking towards your God? So what does Hezekiah do? He does what you and I would do. We'd probably land up in a heap and weep and cry and wonder what we're going to do now. Why me, Lord? Hezekiah doesn't. He takes this, he listens to what he said. He listens to the letter that has been read to them. He says, okay, fine. And he goes to the temple. And he humbles himself. And he starts to pray and to seek an answer from God. And he also calls the prophet Isaiah. And in response to his prayer, God answered and revealed the outcome, which was that the Assyrians would not conquer the city and would in some way voluntarily decide just to disappear. And then to assure Hezekiah of its accuracy, he gives Hezekiah a sign through the prophet Isaiah. First, that for the next 2 years, God would provide all their needs. And second, God promised that the remnant that remained behind would begin to take root. And they would once again begin to bear their fruit and grow up and be established in the land. That would be and would be fruitful. And so we see the progression. We see first there is a downward growth before there is an upward growth. And this is the same progression that we see Paul writing to the Corinthian church. Colossian church, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 through 7. As you have, therefore, received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith. It takes work to tend to your roots. To the Colossians, Paul tells them that they need to be rooted and built up in Jesus Christ. And I believe today that's what God's saying to the church. It is time that our roots are deep down, not just shallow. We can't be Christians that are a mile wide and a half an inch thick. We need to be 10 miles thick and 10 miles wide. I believe that Paul had this imagery in his mind of Psalm 1 that talks of the tree that is planted by the water. And folk, we need to begin to understand that tree will probably, the roots will go down as deep as what it can. And it'll start spreading its roots out wide. And that's where we need to be as Christians. We can't be wishy-washy Christians that are half an inch thick. Because the first thunderstorm or that which is present right now, the wind that's blowing so heavy, we see trees are uprooted. And folk, those trees don't have a very deep root system. They become uprooted. Is that what our Christian walk is? That our Christian walk is so shallow. The first sign of trouble and we wonder where to now. Lord, am I going to be stable? And suddenly, boom, over we go. With trees, the general rule is that obviously the visible height and the spread of the branches is roughly equal to the invisible depth and the spread of the roots. The deeper and more spread out the roots are, the greater the shade, the fruit, and the beauty it will provide. And folk, I believe this goes for you and I as Christians. The deeper our roots are in the Word of God, the deeper our roots are in our relationship with Jesus Christ, the more spread around Jesus Christ we are, the more we have, the more beautiful are the fruits that we begin to produce. And I believe this is what God is calling you and I to today. We need to spread our roots wide, to tap into the Holy Spirit, which the Bible describes as a river of living water. It is here we receive God's resources to remain vibrant and fruitful. And the deeper we go, the wider we spread ourselves into Jesus Christ and into His Word. And then the greater comfort and help, mercy we provide and extend to others. It is not just a self-centered thing. Woe is me. Now suddenly, because of the depth of what we have in Christ Jesus, we are able to say to others, come, we can help you because of the move of the Spirit in our lives, because of the depth of our roots. I beg your pardon. So being properly rooted in Christ is important. And to be rooted, we need to dig deep and to grow downward into God's Word. It takes time to study God's Word, yes, but we need to commit it. Communicating with God through worship and prayer and commitment to trust in Him. No matter what comes our way, in order to grow a strong foundation that will not be uprooted every time a storm blows by. You see, there is a decision at the stem line that is made to take you high or low. See, at the root of at the base of that tree, there's a decision being made. Do we send this water out into the roots, or do we send the water up to the leaves and the fruits? And folk, I believe the very same thing is happening with you and I in our spiritual stem line this morning. Do I take this word and send it to my roots that I may grow deeper? Or do I send it up to the fruit of the fruits that God wants me to show? And I believe with the move of the Spirit, you begin to understand exactly where it needs to go. So why can two people hear the same message and one experience life change and the other walk away unchanged? Folk, I believe we need to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. It says, to one, a fragrance of death to death. To another, a fragrant from life to life. Who is sufficient in these things? You see, folk, Jesus taught many biblical truths through parables. One of the most recognizable parables that we have today is that of the sower. We know that as the farmer went out and he sowed the seed, and it fell on four types of ground. One was the pathway that people had walked in. It was trampled down, it was hard, and that seed became bird feed. The second ground was stony ground surrounding the field. Here the seed shot out with shallow roots, which allows it to grow quickly. But because the roots are shallow, when the winds come, that seed that was sprouted up becomes as tumbleweeds. You know those big things that just roll around as the wind blows? That's what that seed became. Then there was a third root that fell amongst the weeds. And the weeds choked the life out of it. And folk, many times what happens is in our lives is that our faith is choked out by the weeds. When the first sign of trouble comes, our faith chokes up. We know that the fourth one is falling to fertile ground where it grew 30, produced fruit 30 times, 50 times, 100 times over. But yet this morning, I want us, the same gospel I want us to take. And Jesus explained this parable in saying that the soil represents the heart of man and the seed is the word of God. What I want to draw your attention to more this morning is the stony ground. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew 13, verse 20-21. But he received the seed on stony places is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulations or persecutions arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. And that's what the word of God says. It wasn't me. And this is the fate of every Christian who doesn't continue to grow deeper in their knowledge of God, which is where most Christians are today. They grow quickly in the beginning due to the newness and the freshness of their decision. But because there is no depth, they're quickly blown away. And folk, that's why I started this morning and I said, I hope that you received much from the Hunger Conference. Because now, what is it? It's almost a week gone. How much do you remember of that Hunger Conference? How much do you remember of what God has spoken to you during that conference? You see, that's the word that we need to take to feed down to our roots, to grow deeper, to grow taller, to be able to bear the fruit that God wants us to bear. But we take it for 1 minute, the next minute, cool, it's gone. And it may seem hard, folk, but what I want to encourage you to do is to realize that God wants you to take that seed and to change your life. Be hungry for God. Get deep into the Word. Become what God wants you to become. What determines that which is sown above ground? What is it that determines that? Is it the type of tree? Yes, it's a type of tree. What type of tree are you today? Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5. What does it say in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Is that the type of fruit that you are showing today? And the first taxi that comes, pulls in front of you, are you showing love, kindness, patience? No. You see, folk, what are we showing on our trees today? As the root of your life is grounded in Christ, so we will begin to show the upward visible growth to the world. The deeper the root, the better the fruit. I was a poet, I didn't even know it. The deeper the root, the better the fruit. What do we need to remind ourselves in times of trial, folk? Satan would love nothing more than to stunt your spiritual growth by clipping your roots in times of trial. But I want to share truth with you today. You may have 1,000 chances of becoming bitter in your life. Somebody will hurt you. Something will happen. Disappointment will take place. Some injustices will occur. Something will happen in your life, and at that moment, you'll make a decision. Folk, what I want us to do is remember the scripture in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled. You see, so often we go through times of trouble, disappointment, heart sore, because of whatever it is. And we allow that root of bitterness to come up, and that's Satan coming up and starting to trim the roots of your tree. He's starting to cut that root down so that you can't produce the fruit that you're supposed to produce. And as he comes in, he starts taking that away. But you know what? I want to share a truth with you today. Satan doesn't get to decide how you will respond. You do. The choice is yours. In those moments you realize it's not what's happening to you that makes you who you are. It's what's in you that makes you who you are. And folk, this is what we need to understand today. We make the choice, not Satan. And what are the two things that make a person great? Firstly, they give. They give of themselves. They give of their tithes. They give. And then they forgive. Something that we lack in South Africa is forgiveness. We forgive. We don't walk around in unforgiveness. Because you know what? That's what Satan wants, because it stews up. It bubbles up like a festering sore within you that eventually you cannot produce the love that God wants you to show the world. Because there's a seething mass within you because of unforgiveness. And a great person will say, Lord, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. You see, we choose. It's our choice. It's my attitude that makes it better or makes it worse. It's my attitude that brings happiness or doom and gloom. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, we read this. So do not lose heart. Though your outer self is wasting away, your inner self is being renewed every day, day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Satan would love nothing more than to stunt your spiritual growth by clipping your roots in times of trials. And to illustrate this, I asked the question, how is a bonsai tree made? Who's the botanists around here? Hey, this is probably, I'm stepping onto some ground that's very unknown to me. But how is a bonsai tree made? A bonsai tree is a natural tree like you see growing outside. But through a system of pruning of the roots and pruning of the leaves and training of the branches with wire tied around it, that tree remains a small little tree. I want to tell you something today. Maybe it'll surprise you. But it doesn't surprise me. Satan walks around with pruning shears. And he's got plenty of them. Just when you think you're on the rise, he comes and he starts cutting that root. It's for you to give him the boot. It's your choice. Are you going to allow him to keep you small and insignificant? Or are you going to say to him, no more, I'm growing for Jesus. And you see, folk, when you start growing for Jesus, you start taking that word. It becomes your nourishment. Not the bread, not the meat, not the potatoes, the mazamban, not the maroha. Huh? Folk, it becomes the word that lives within you, that changes your life. So often, Satan starts pruning our roots, pruning our leaves, cutting our branches off because we're not vigilant. We're not looking at what we're allowing into our homes, into our lives, through the television, through media, through whatever it is that you're reading or watching. Folk, we need the Word of God to grow us. That is the fertilizer. That is the nutrients. That's everything that you have need of in your life right now. We don't need to be bonsai trees. You see, Satan doesn't get to decide that. You get to decide. That decision is yours. Everything that he means for evil, I can tell you right now, God can and will turn it to our good. Whatever it is that you are facing, decide today to trust that Jesus, who began a good work of faith in you, will complete that good work. In Ephesians chapter 3, we read this, verse 17 through 20. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted, listen to this, that you being rooted, where? In the Word, and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints, what is the depth, what is the length, what is the breadth, what is the height, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. You see, it's the power of God that works within us when we have our roots grounded or in God. When we've been planted by the river, where the river of the Holy Spirit, that water of the Holy Spirit flows over, keeps on bringing that which we need. God's warning us today. He said the time is here. Christian Heritage Church, the time is short. And folk, excuse me, I believe the time is short. We can't play the fool anymore. The word of God is there to strengthen us to pass through all tribulations. That word of God tells us how deep it is, how broad it is, how high it is, how long it is. And I say this to you today. Grow. Grow. Whatever you're facing, decide today to trust that Jesus Christ, who began the good work, is faithful to complete it. Grow, folk. Grow. Jesus Christ, who is within you, is greater than he who is in the world. Folk, be intentional. Be deliberate. Be diligent. Our praise in the Lord, even through your trials. And reject bitterness, envy, wrath from taking root in your heart. Rather, root yourself in love, joy, in peace, and in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And I leave this with you today. Grow up and grow down. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Father, we honor you. We thank you that your word is in time, it's in season. And Father, might we take this word seriously. Might we begin to realize just how serious you are. You've told us the time is short. Are we going to be ready? Or are we going to miss it? Are we going to be late? Or are we going to be ready? Father, today I pray that you would take the hearts of these people, that you would place within them an urgency, that their roots might grow deeper and deeper into your word, that they would begin to understand and realize just how much you love them, that you gave your life for them. Father, yes, we sang that song this morning. That you took what we deserved. You took our cross that we should have borne. You took it. Father, in gratitude today, might we make that commitment and be diligent in our commitment. Not shonky or washy-washy, but Father, that we would diligently seek you each and every day. As we lay our lives down in humility before you today and surrender all, that you would have your way, that you would grow us up and down. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen.